Matrix.
Oh my, time to batten the hatches. Earl on the way, strengthening to a Category 2 hurricane in the Caribbean. Caribbean. It looks like 100 mile per hour winds. They're sustaining that, at least that hurricane is. And that means, can these islands sustain it? And then ultimately, does it slam into the East Coast? There's already flight cancellations all over the map with this storm still growing. You look at the eye of the thing. I was looking at the Weather Center and checking it out, and it is ugly. You know, you see that one dark center in the middle. If you live in North Carolina or anywhere in the vicinity of the North Carolina, South Carolina, up and down that eastern coastline, be aware of Earl and see where it turns, because it's looking bad for the Carolinas, at least at this point. Just like New Orleans, it was over the weekend, conversations about the fifth anniversary of the hurricane and how far we've come since then in that city. And not too much of a mention of Mississippi, because they were slammed in Biloxi and other parts of the Gulf, and somehow forgotten. All the focus was on New Orleans, and the people are still trying to get a footing there, to say the least, although a lot of the spin certainly has been positive. We won't spin you here. It's all about the straight talk. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight, and the water cooler buzz. What's going on in our own backyard and elsewhere? That's what we talk about here. And occasionally we lighten the load, too. We'll do that at the end of this hour. If you sent us anything in the mailbag, we'll get to that. So americatonight.net. A lot of people working that third shift. They say there's like 27 million. If you're one of them, you probably can't really jump on the phone. So send us an email. 800-259-5791. If you can jump on the phone, you want to hit those digits, or americatonight.net. Over the weekend, the big bad buzz had to be the rallies. The rallies in Washington, D.C. Now, I think you know what I'm talking about, right? Glenn Beck had a rally that was mind-blowing from the perspective of how many people went to this rally. The numbers are all over the board, but let's just say it was a sea of people. There's no question about it. You look at any of the video, I don't care what the guesstimates are, it was a lot of people. And I wonder if the Democrats are worried, because you look at November 2nd, getting closer and closer and closer. And the House, all the seats up, like in Nevada. You've got a dead heat with Sharon Engel and the incumbent who's been there for 28 years, Senator Harry Reid, the Democrat. What's going to happen in that race? So we're going to see some flips. You look at the weekend and you look at the footage on the National Mall, and if I'm the head of the Democratic Party, I'm concerned. I don't care what Glenn Beck's saying. He's got people at this Restoring Honor rally. So there's got to be something to it, because people say they want change. You can hear the anger in people's voices, whether it's Dallas or Illinois or Minnesota or wherever. The event that Beck held was pretty much billed as a non-political event, and that it was about the anti-Washington sentiment, I think, and what about the midterm elections. And it was advertised pretty much as an opportunity to honor American troops, but it was also, if anything, showed the point of the exasperation of the voters across the great land. And we hear that on America Tonight. So does Beck on his shows. And it's evidence, I think, to the Dems and maybe some incumbent Republicans that they might end up losing the seats when voters go to the polls. So this Tea Party is getting more momentum. Essentially what the Tea Party is, I was looking for a definition this weekend and talking to some different folks who wanted to go up to Washington, actually, And what was interesting about that is one was a lifelong Democrat, one was a lifelong Republican married to each other, almost like James Carville and Mary Madeline. Well, the definition of the Tea Party is pretty much loosely organized, if anything, kind of anti-tax folks who are fed up with what's going on in Washington. By that definition, how many people feel that way? I can see through my infrared glasses that a lot of you are feeling that way. And so because this kind of started under Beck, that's how it kind of grew up. And some Republicans are about the Tea Party idea and some are not. Now a lot of people are keeping their eye on the growing political clout. That's when a movement becomes more than a movement. When there is an agenda that is back, more people are paying attention, and it looks like more people are paying attention. Pretty much the upshot of the Beck deal was what I said, is the, you know, one man can change the world. That's what you can do. You can make a difference, man or woman. And a lot of people want the country back, and that's pretty much what he was talking about. If you've ever heard any snippets of the show or you listen to Glenn Beck, that's what he talks about on his cable news shows. And this could be a preview of what might happen in November. So there were some people that absolutely, of the whether it was 100,000 or more, that attended the rally. Here's what they had to say about what's on their mind.
We got a fiscal mess. We got a moral mess. I mean, the family unit's just completely crumbling. I don't see you, no matter where you stay on the aisle, I don't see how you don't see that. I think that's obvious.
I believe that our government is totally out of hand, and I wanted to come back and show my support for my country and those who honor our country and want to take back America from the government who is a runaway freight train.
We clearly see the equilibrium's off in the country, and we'd just like it to be set right.
I'm here because I believe that we do need to restore honor to this country. I think that we've gotten off track.
All right, I like the guy who said the equilibrium is off. I would agree with that. But we say that all the time here, and we've said that for the last couple of years. The problem is the lack of action in Washington. It's all about reaction, and it's less about people willing to stand up for what they truly believe in because they're mired down in the politics of it all or because it's not about that. Whatever the reasons are, you'd have to pick individual senators and Congress people to lay out, map out the reasons why you think it is for every single person. But it has to stop. And that's what, if anything, the Beck thing showed. It showed that he must have a voice and people are tired of the same old, and it probably this rally could signal some election problems for the Dems, no doubt about it. No doubt about it. All right, coming up next on the flip side, what's shaking and baking around the country? We're going to tell you about it in odds and ends. Boy, we got a lot of them, from the USS Cole bomber who might actually get a civilian trial, to the fact that we've got billions that have been thrown down the rat hole in this rebuilding of Iraq, while we keep getting the waffling on the Afghanistan troop pullout. What gives there? Stay with us.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LightBreeze wind generator kit start charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mph wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring 2 wind generators on just 1 tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com. Or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to prevent your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They've both maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them both until now, your cash would actually have the buying power of only $4,800, but your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call me, John Ballman, today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
And I know you're speaking of me. Fascinating thing. Get beside me. I want you to love me. I'm surprised you never told before that you love me and you're perfect and that somebody wants you.
All right, topping odds and ends. Here's an end. You know, you forget things happen at the speed of lightning, especially some sad things. The USS Cole bombing was horrible. So the president's Justice Department has abandoned the prosecution before a military tribunal of the suspected Cole bomber, and Nashiri, his name is, pretty much signaling that a civilian trial is probably what's going to happen. They're not going to talk about it until after the November elections. But the Washington Post was all over this, like white on rice. They reported that in a filing this week, the U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia, that no charges either pending or contemplated with respect to al-Nashiri in the near future. So that's what they're saying. It just means it's off, game over. And that means that probably we're talking about a civilian trial. With this whole idea of a civilian trial, the idea of what to do at Gitmo and how radioactive that is, the idea is to avoid it for now. If you remember, the coroner, because you have to go way back on this one, the coroner, the former U.S. attorney, Andrew McCarthy, who prosecuted the Twin Tower terrorists, said if I were the Attorney General, if I were Holder and President Obama, and I were hell-bent on giving the top al-Qaeda terrorist civilian trials, then I would add the terrorists involved in 9/11 and the Cole attacks to the civilian prosecutions of the guy who was charged in the 98 U.S. embassy bombings in Kenya and Tanzania, and just wrap that all in there, you know, do the same thing. Well, if you remember, earlier in the year, there was a motion to have Galahani, that's the guy's name, who blew up the embassies, to have the charges against him thrown out on the fact that he was denied the constitutional right to a speedy trial. So the bottom line is, if you think of the coal, 17 of our sailors, U.S. sailors, were killed when the bombers just cruised in a small boat alongside the coal at a harbor in Yemen. And Nishuri was secretly delivered from one of those black sites to Guantanamo in 2003. So however this all falls down, the wrong civilian judge, if this goes to the civilian route, could rule that Nishuri and the other al-Qaeda defendants can't be convicted because of the unconstitutional offenses committed against them by the CIA or other U.S. personnel. And we're talking about the idea of the waterboarding now again and all that stuff, the foreign black sites to transporting them to Gitmo so they could literally walk. And if there's the chance that the people who did all the things that I just said, the coal, killing the 17 sailors, blowing up the two embassies, if all of those guys, and then Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, if you put them all in the same row, and if there's a chance that all of them could literally, on a technicality, walk, how disastrous would that be for the midterm elections? The uproar that it would cause, forget it, the Democrats would be dead. I mean, dead in the water. So a final decision on KSM has been delayed. A final decision on the other two I mentioned, delayed. And so this just adds to more of the hypocrisy and the politicizing of way too much in this administration, because the only two Gitmo cases are underway, and both of those were sent to trial during the Bush administration. So to me, if it smells like a rat, looks like a rat, it's a rat. Now, I'll put myself in the shoes of a Democratic strategist. I wouldn't want it out there. There's no way. If there's a chance that any of those names that I brought up could walk in what they did, oh, forget about it. I wouldn't want that in any newspaper. I wouldn't want that on any airwaves, and I wouldn't want that to happen. I'd want to somehow delay it, because it would be a catastrophe beyond belief. We could talk about illegal immigration, healthcare frustrations, unemployment frustrations, taxation frustrations, but then you throw that in there, that's a complete death knell. I would predict that all the incumbents, or at least the vast majority, would fall by the wayside, if that, especially the Democrats, would absolutely be voted out of office. The fury over that would be, the snap, crackle, and pop would just be way, way too loud to handle. All right, as we continue on odds and ends, moving along, and, you know, what do you think? Does that just get under your skin or what? And where do you think they should be tried? Military tribunals, 800-259-5791. All right, moving on to something else that I would put in the odds and ends category is, In talking about the rebuilding effort in Iraq and how much money has gone down the drain, you've got a $40 million prison, a $40 million prison. Follow me with this one. That's just sitting there in Baghdad, completely empty. You have a children's hospital, cost $165 million, nothing. You have $100 million in a wastewater treatment system in Fallujah that costs three times more than it was projected, yet they still have problems with the sewage, apparently, that runs through the streets. Now, that amount, too, could be a little bit off. It could be underestimated because it's based on an analysis of 300 reports by auditors with the Special Inspector General for Iraq Reconstruction, and it doesn't take into account some other things like security costs. They're 17% for some projects. And as we draw down in that country, you've got hundreds of abandoned or incomplete projects. More than $5 billion in American money, our money, taxpayer money, has been thrown down the rat hole. More than 10% of the $50 billion the U.S. has spent on the reconstruction has gone, what? Just gone into thin air. Nothing. Nobody's using it. You heard what I just said there. You've got hundreds of police stations, though. You've got government buildings that have been built. You have the security forces that have improved because of the training. And you've got a deep water port at an oil hub that's been restored. So there are some projects that have been completed and been successful. But how many fell short of the goal and now just will just sit empty? So did this spread goodwill to the Iraqi people for their view of the United States instead of the insurgents? We heard the general last week say, one of them, Odierno, talking about the future will tell. That how do you predict how successful it was until we know if the government's okay, how the security forces are, all that sort of stuff. There's no way to know at this point. But you've got 595 projects that were terminated, mostly, though, because of security problems. How could they finish them when they were disastrous to the people who were building them? The reconstruction in some of the places would have led to more deaths. So the surge strategy in 2007 shifted the focus to protecting the Iraqis and winning the trust, and American soldiers found themselves in the position. It's interesting. They had to improvise hiring contractors to paint schools and refurbish pools and work on these water distribution centers. It's funny because now in Afghanistan, we've got guys that are combing the villages whose job is diplomacy. It's not about the fight. It's about the rhetoric. It's about talking to the people and getting them to not fight for the Taliban, but to fight for the Afghanistan government, to be part of the effort there. So much different than initially was the primary objective, I believe, there. Coming up on the flip side, we're going to check the mail.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
How do you spell hard-hitting talk radio? G-C-N. The Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to mainmilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish Ratchet M10 gas masks are 3 for $30, and Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MaineMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E Military.com, or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MaineMilitary.com, the Maine name in military supply.
This is George Whitehurst Berry. As an avid outdoorsman doing professional photography of some of the most remote regions of the American Southwest, I swear by the Gusset Clothing Company. Diamond Gusset jeans are the jeans I've been looking for years. The unique gusset design, a technological breakthrough, was inspired by the needs of martial arts masters for more freedom of movement in their workouts. Diamond Gusset jeans are the most rugged, durable, flexible, and comfortable on planet Earth. Timeless style and good looks with rugged, superior quality made in USA cotton, superior weaving techniques, more stitches per inch, and higher quality standards go into every jean the Gusset Clothing Company makes before they proudly put on the label Made in USA. Buy American at GussetClothing.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T clothing.com. When you buy Gusset Clothing, put the word crash in the coupon code to receive free shipping.
Gulf War vets,
9/11 workers,
people around the Gulf oil spill fumes,
all were exposed to toxic chemicals in the air and became ill.
Even in your home, air contamination can make you sick.
You have been exposed to airborne toxic particulate matter and volatile organic compounds causing fatigue, flu-like symptoms, or worse.
Protect yourself.
You cannot trust anyone to do it for you. Clean the air in your home or workplace with a HealthMate Plus air purifier. Call airfiltersandpurifiers.com for answers on how to purify the air you breathe. Contact airfiltersandpurifiers.com and ask about the HealthMate Plus. The HealthMate Plus is capable of trapping 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus today with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners get a 5% discount by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Your trusted advisor for clean air.
We've got Nail the Score coming back in our third hour on Thursday. Great prizes, great fun. All you have to do is give us a numerical guess what you think is going to happen in whatever random football game we pluck out of the sky in that week in the NFL, and we have a lot of fun doing it. Many of you have been on board for years, so hopefully you'll kick back and relax and enjoy it and listen to what some of the other people have to say, and maybe you'll be a winner this time around. Maybe this will be your year. Someone we can crown as the person who nailed the score on the show, who didn't work for the show. Because that's what happened last time around. It's always someone behind the scenes coming up with a numerical guess that actually nailed it dead on. Without further ado, though, let's head to the America Tonight mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Can we do that one more time?
You have mail, mistress.
I just like the way it sounds. I can't help myself. All right, this one is from Joe Hubbard. Hey, Kate, I enjoy listening to the show. I promise you I'll call sometime, but like most people who do the talk radio thing, We don't call. We like to listen. However, I have to ask you about this drilling ban in the Gulf. What's the latest there? It's ridiculous. Do you think it's going to be lifted before November? What do you think happens afterwards? All right, great question. And the answer to that is Governor Jindal is furious. He's desperate to get that moratorium on deep water drilling lifted because he wants to see the state's economy improve and get more people back to work because, frankly, a lot of the oil rig workers are out of a gig. They're not doing what they normally would be doing, earning money to pay for their mortgage, to pay for the food, to put the kids through school, whatever it is. They're grounded, or they're landlocked is probably a better way to put it. So the administration has put the kibosh on deep water drilling until November. And it's about the safety thing, which is crazy in a way. I get the safety issue, but because of the blunder of BP, everybody else has to pay on these other rigs where they were inspected, many of the companies say, thoroughly, and they don't have the problems with the inspections. But let's say you play devil's advocate. Well, hey, you got to have it safe because why would we want another disaster? This was our worst oil disaster. Okay, but what specifically is being done by Ken Salazar and the Interior Department to make that happen? Is this all just about words? I mean, here we are in late August going into September. You've got September, October, November. So where's the movement? Where's the improvement? What's different? What's new on any of the rigs that are out there? And I bet the answer to that is not a hell of a lot. And that's the problem I have with it. Okay, so if you're going to insist, demand, in fact, and usurp the other rulings, then you got to come up with specifics. There has to be some motion, some movement. And, you know, Jindal's not the only one who's upset. The senator from one of them anyway, from Louisiana, Mary Landrieu, who's a Democrat, is not so excited about this moratorium either because it's causing a crippling effect of the economy with the small businesses and not just the oil and gas guys that I mentioned, but a lot of people. Small business makes the nation run, makes that area run. They don't have people coming. You got to think about it. I don't care. Let's just take a wild number. We'll just say, because it's close to this. Let's say it's 200. Let's say it's 10,000 workers. I'm just going to make up a number, 10,000 altogether. And then you think of the people where they are on the platform, where their families are staying, who's spending money on the groceries in the area, in the local grocery store, who's going to the restaurants, who's buying the clothes at the strip malls of the person who has the small shop. You get my drift here. And that's what the other part of this is. So you've got this temporary ban on drilling, and the idea is it's going to prevent further accidents, but how many of these well-paying jobs that are part of the energy industry may just bolt and never come back? They got to make a living. They got to make a living, so that's what will happen. You look at the fishing boats that just sat there in the Mississippi and the Gulf of Mexico and still are because it's too late. They can't go out there. They couldn't get out there and because of the oil spill. But you've got a lot of people in Louisiana. In fact, most. Many of you listening to me know people there, or you yourself worked in the oil and gas industry. You know how big it is there. And they make serious bucks off of it. It's not just fishing and shrimping and all that. A lot of it is absolutely oil and gas. That keeps Louisiana moving. And same thing for Mississippi, too. So how do you find the jobs? What do? The economy's down, the moratorium. It's a vicious cycle. So to answer the question, it's a lot of jobs this is costly. It's about 23,000 U.S. jobs, maybe. And most of the jobs in that industry have salaries above average. That's a big effect on the economy, like I mentioned, because you can see how it's not being pumped back into the Gulf. And the impact of the oil, too, the output from the Gulf, we haven't really seen that yet. You're talking about the right now 1.7 million barrels a day is what the norm was, but it's much less than that at this point because of the spill. So you got a short-term economic impact, but does that bleed into a longer problem? So the moratorium could maybe end sooner than the November 30th date, according to the president. But that's what the Interior Department is saying. They're studying it. Are they going to finish their work sooner? Let's see what the work consists of. All right, quickly, let's go through some more in the mailbag. I didn't mean to dwell on that, but you got me on the subject. This one comes to us from Jeff Manis, and Jeff is listening to us. It looks like I listen to WVMT in Vermont. I've listened for a few years. I had a change in my job, so I'm back listening again. Yay! And I have to say that you keep me awake. Sometimes I'm in a great mood when I'm listening to you. Other times I am furious at some of the things that are being talked about. I just heard you mention the billions in rebuilding in Iraq. And I can't believe it. I had no idea. I'd never heard. I guess I heard of the money that was wasted, but I guess I didn't know the specifics of it. You're talking about things that were built and are not being used, like a prison. What was the deal with the prison? That hospital, too, is crazy. Why did we have to spend the money as a taxpayer on that for it to not be used? Enjoy the show. Keep up the good work. Okay, so here's the thing. I mentioned that the positive things were the police stations, the border forts, the government buildings, all that's been in built, and the security forces got great training. That was huge. The other projects fell short, and whether or not that'll turn around, when you have almost 600 projects that were terminated because of security, who knows? Let's hope that they're able to use those things that were built. The prison, you think of that too, and they've got guard towers and concrete walls, but there's nothing there. I mean, there's like two farmers or something in a nearby field. So why, what's the scoop with that? Just in case? How many people are we going to put there? What's happening? You know, and somebody builds it and it's designed for 4,000 potential inmates, and you've got educational spots in the prison and all kinds of, I mean, the best that money can buy. That's a big chunk of change, but it doesn't matter. They're not, you know, they're not, it's not being used. When is it going to be used? So there are more questions that can't be answered, and that's the best way to put it, in these projects. And that is absolutely infuriating, because why not put the money towards something that would be useful, something that could be used right now instead of this crazy waiting game or inspections that found a little tiny crack outside of the facility or whatever. Just, it looks like there's a lot of shady things going on when it comes to where the money is being spent. So what is the deal with the contractors? What is the deal with, you know, the requests to build these various centers like the Children's Hospital, all that stuff, and then ultimately, you know, it amounts to nothing. All right, here's our last one, and this is from Joe Pearl. Hello, America Tonight. I heard you mention this thing about football. I don't remember that from before. Can you tell me a little bit more? Well, I just said something about it. Quickly, I'll say it again. It's called Nail the Score. It happens on Thursday night in the third hour. Our computer randomly picks the game of the week. Could be the Eagles and the Giants. Could be the Cowboys in Minnesota. Could be whatever. And you call in and you just throw out a numerical guess. So you think the Cowboys are going to win 27-15, whatever. Could be a crazy guess. Could be lopsided. It doesn't matter. It's if you nail the score and pick the winning team. Pretty hard to do. Hang with us.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
No one likes foreclosure. You won't say, think, or even consider foreclosure with ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Why? Because ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com guarantees to stop your foreclosure for at least 2 years with no payments, no bankruptcy, and no negotiating. Thinking loan modification? That still keeps you in default. Zero debt in 90 days is the only proven system that keeps you in your house for as long as you want to stay, while making it possible to even get clear title to your house. No, we are not investors, bankers, attorneys, or real estate agents. We are a group of people just like you that are sick and tired of the housing crash, and we've helped thousands avoid foreclosure since 1993. Please visit our website today, ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com, or call to see how we can help save you tens of thousands of dollars and save your home. Call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Guaranteed to stop foreclosure.
So you got your emergency food, water, guns, and ammo, right? What about your paperwork? Your medical and insurance records, legal documents, emergency plans? Keeping and knowing where those vital papers are can really prepare you. That's why you need Prepared Binder, an emergency binder designed to keep all your important documents in one safe place. See Prepared Binder at PreparedBinder.com or call 480-284-1826. Prepared Binder, organized peace of mind.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, boating, towline, shipyard, or decoration. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive a free 100 feet of 550 paracord. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
To Modern Family.
And the Emmy goes to Mad Men.
That's what it sounded like at the Emmys, for those of you who watch mindless television. Hey, listen, we all have our guilty pleasures, right? And whether it's reality TV or a couple of series here and there, Mad Men is one that I watch. It's good. It's funny. It's clever. It's well written. I like it. I enjoy it. So they won, and I think they've got just incredible writing, I guess, is what I would say. The guy who created it, Matthew Weiner, does a great job of pulling it all together, and it's about an ad agency and the crazy things that they came up with in the 60s and how life was. And I guess that glimpse of the 60s and the suits and what it meant in a way, dealing with things in America and New York City, is fascinating to me. So that would be one of my pleasures, my guilty pleasures. I was happy to see them win. And then Modern Family is another one that did well, won a bunch of awards, too. Mad Men, as I just mentioned, that was their third consecutive one, so that was big. There's a show called Glee. If you have kids or grandkids, you might watch it. It's kind of a musical comedy thing, and they won a ton of awards, including Jane Lynch, who got one, and the overall cast got something, too. And then there's another show called Breaking Bad that a lot of people watch. And it's, Bryan Cranston is a meth dealer in this. And, I guess it's just so well done. I can't watch all these shows, and I only have one or two guilty pleasures, because we're up to our armpits, aren't we, in rage over what's happening in this country. And then I've got the idea of kicking back and watching some sports. So I'll watch a few things, and this isn't one of them that's on my radar, although I think it's critically acclaimed and pretty good. I've seen one episode, and I can see how people would get sucked into that. So probably a couple of surprises, but it was all about the Emmys. And the best thing probably was the host was Jimmy Fallon. And I guess he did some pretty funny things, kind of poking fun, parodies, musical kind of stuff. And Al Pacino was honored for the miniseries You Don't Know Jack. Remember about Jack Kevorkian? And he was in the audience. And there was a moment where Jewel sang a song called Hole in My Heart, and they do that memorial tribute to people who have died. And then you realize, wow, look at the people who have died this year. Dixie Carter or Gary Coleman or John Forsythe or the Roots producer, David Wolper. There was a whole bunch of people that you might recognize some of their work and certainly their faces. So 62 times they've done the Emmy Awards. Wonder how many award shows there are in general. I'm thinking if I were going to throw out a ballpark number, probably, I don't know, maybe 30, maybe 25, because now there's so many other shows, like whether it's the MTV Awards or how about a network, a sports leader, ESPN, creating their own awards, the ESPYs. Is that not a stroke of brilliance when it comes to branding? Matt, you're like me. I mean, I know that you're like a sports guy and you're busy and you're sucked into a million other things, so you don't have a lot of couch potato time necessarily. But you like Mad Men, and I think it's well written. And if somebody's looking for some TV just to veg on, I would recommend that, wouldn't you?
Yeah, definitely. Actually, the shows that we were playing the awards from tonight, Modern Family and Mad Men, I like both of those a lot. And I watch them regularly.
Yeah, and Modern Family, I haven't seen that. It looks funny in the clips, but what's that about? It's just crazy, like there's a gay couple.
It's a big ensemble cast with Ed O'Neill and Julie Bowden and Sofia Vergara. Mm-hmm. I think that's how you pronounce her last name. And I don't know, it's a really funny show. It's fast moving, and there's lots of different families that are all intertwined, and I don't know, I think it's a really good show.
All right, Matt said, watch it, Modern Family. If anyone has a cheap review for us, throw it out there. It's a good question. What's your guilty pleasure when you kick back? You know, earlier in the night, we talked to one of our listeners, Jeff, in St. Louis, and he was talking about watching a movie, and that the series didn't do, I think it was Time Cop, wasn't it, that he was talking about? And he talked about the fact that the series didn't do well, but he liked the movie. And see, probably for me, if I'm going to watch something mindless, it's probably going to be more toward the movie side than the television side, because the television side, I'm probably flipping around trying to see what's going on, the buzz in Washington or whatever, doing the sports thing. All of you have your own way of breaking it down, but hopefully you're not spending too much time in front of the tube. Man, that's the problem. I think that's the problem with the kids. What happened to the idea of getting out and, I don't know, driving a golf ball or walking around the block or pumping some weights or you know, shooting some hoops, something. It's like we're like a nation of softies, crazy. Over the weekend, this kind of surprised me. We do our cheap movie reviews on Thursdays, and one of the flicks that we talked about was The Last Exorcism. And The Last Exorcism was tops at the box office. The second to that movie was Takers, but Last Exorcism raked in $21.3 million. So that's a good debut for an unknown cast. And then Takers, which had more known people in it, $21 million in their opening. I don't think that the studio that did The Last Exorcism thought that they were going to do that well in their opening week. And I don't even know what I would attribute that to, other than maybe the horror genre is coming back, or there were more teenagers maybe that went to the movies or something, because I think it's about an exorcist trying to cast out a demon from a teenager. And it cost $2 million to produce it, which is nothing. And the distribution rights, they got them for less than $1 million, so they got to be happy about that. That's how the movie business works. So a song, and it wasn't on that many screens, but it did really, really well. What does that say? People want to know about the devil and exorcism. I don't know. I don't know what the takeaway from that is. And the movie, speaking of takeaway, Takers had Matt Dillon and Hayden Christensen and Paul Walker, so some known names. And it's about bank robbers pursued by a cop. And that probably will gain some steam, too, as it goes along. But it's already made a little bit of a profit. It didn't take much to make that movie either. And then you got a whole, it's crazy, the movies that are out right now. If literally you said, you know what, I need to chill, I need to not be thinking about work or whatever, and I'm just going to go to the movies and I'm just going to pick it, random pick whatever's there. Your choices would be this. You know, you step up and you see Last Exorcism, Takers, The Expendables, which is the movie with Sylvester Stallone, Eat, Pray, and Love with Julia Roberts, The Other Guys, Vampires Suck, Inception, Nanny McPhee, well, I know that's not on anyone's radar, The Switch, Piranha 3D, and then, you know, some other movies, too, that have been out for a long time that you might find at some of the other theaters. But kind of slim pickings, I would say. You know, the Wall Street follow-up movie is coming out in a couple of weeks. I have a prediction that that's going to be pretty good. All right, quickly, here's my joke, and I'm going to tell it. Go to the pearly gates. A fellow finds himself there. St. Peter says it's not easy to get into heaven. There's some criteria. So St. Peter asked the man, were you religious in life? Did you go to services? He says, no. St. Peter told him, that's bad. Were you generous? Did you give to charities, help the poor? He says, no. He says, that's too bad. Did you do any good deeds, help your neighbor, anything? No. So St. Peter was very concerned, and he said, look, somebody does something nice. Everybody does it. What'd you do? And the man said, there was this old lady. I came out of a store, found her surrounded by a dozen Hell's Angels. They took her purse. I got into a fight with them, got the purse back. And next thing you know, here I am showing up, and that was just 10 minutes ago.